talked to Coach Philbin about it?
Yeah.
And how did that go?
It went great.
Yeah. And so what did he say? What did you say? How did it?
That's a conversation really between us, but we had a good conversation. It was productive, and we good. We ready to move on.
Was it just kind of an instantaneous reaction, and then maybe when it sank in, you realized, hey, we won, and you looked at the big picture?
I'm always happy to win, but, you know, that's what we play for, to win. I expect to win, so, you know, I don't get overly excited when we win because every time we step on the field, that's what I'm there for. I'm not, you know, if you see us win or if you see us lose, I'm not going to be jumping around either way because every single time we step on the field, I expect to win.
What were you angry about, Mike?
It just wasn't a good day for me, you know. Sometimes it's like that when you play football. It was just like that yesterday.
Were you mad at yourself? Or?
Yeah, mad at myself.
Did it go beyond that?
Nah, I'm mad at myself just because I didn't have a good game. That's all I told
you. Were talking in the first half. Were you open several times in the first half?
You know, we had a couple times. I think our quarterback made great reads. He went to where he was supposed to in the progression. Then, you know, he made some big completions.
Mike, was it
saying this after a win? You know,
regret saying what?
Ask the coach.
Nah, because, I mean, who y'all supposed to ask me? You ask me why I was in that target. What you want me to tell you? I'm not calling the plays, you know. I was upset with myself. It wasn't really anything else had to do with anything. It wasn't like, I think I would have told you the same thing, you know, regardless. Because if you ask me, you know, about the play, I don't really have the answer. If you ask me why I wasn't, you know, if I didn't get targeted, I couldn't really answer that for you because I'm not the one calling the play. That's all I meant by that. I didn't, you know, that's all.
Mike, was it a little more frustrating with Joe Hayden? You talked last week, obviously, how fired up you get going against him. And
yeah.
Not being able to.
Just a little bit of that. I mean, you know, it has to do with a lot of things. You know, just wanting to do well. That's the type of player I am. Anytime I don't do well, I'm upset. I'm always happy that we win every single time. I don't take it for granted. I know every single win is hard to get. But, you know, just from a personal standpoint, when you don't do well, you're upset. If you're not upset, you don't need to be on the team. You know, I want to be a great player, and I want to make plays. That's the only reason I'm here.
And Ryan get kind of more comfortable on the same page as these games go along?
Well, we just have to keep playing. Just keep doing what we're doing in practice. I think we do a really good job in practice and chemistry going, and we just have to keep that going. It'll happen.
Is it a case where you say to him, okay, you know, hey, look out for me more. I'm open. I'm there.
Nah, man, you don't want to do that because then, you know, you start forcing things that don't need to be thrown in there sometimes. So, you know, just keep playing. Just keep playing. Fight through it. You know, sometimes it's going to be good. Sometimes it's going to be bad, but you just got to keep playing.
Do you think your presence opens up things for Hartline and Gibson?
Oh, definitely. I'm happy those guys had a great game. That's my teammates. Always happy when they do well. Every single time. Every single catch, they work hard for it. And, you know, might open it up, but those guys get their self open by running great routes and making great catches.